solve it.
And the first approximation that's done is called the Born-Oppenheimer approximation. I have to learn how to move this timer. Born-Oppenheimer approximation. And in this approximation, what you do is you say the nuclei are much heavier than the electrons. The electrons are fast, they move around more quickly. So what we'll do is we'll fix the positions of the nuclei and just solve for the motion of the electrons. And then if the molecule is vibrating, then we have to move the nuclei and solve it again for the electrons, move the nuclei and solve it again for the electrons. It's a lot of work. But it's easier to do like this than solving the full Hamiltonian. So the first approximation is that you fix the nuclei, and when you do that, the kinetic energy term for the nuclei disappears. And we have just the kinetic energy of the electrons. This term here is the attractive Coulomb interaction, then there's electron-electron interaction, and here at the end are the repulsive interactions between the nuclei. But if they're not moving anymore, this last sum is a constant. It's a number that doesn't change, and you can even just neglect the whole term, because a constant change in the energy doesn't change the solutions that we're looking at. So typically people leave that out, and then we have a problem that looks a lot more like the atomic problem. In the atomic problem, we have the kinetic energy term of the electrons, and then an attractive electron-nuclei interaction, and then the repulsive electron-electron interaction. So just the first three terms. And the only difference between this and the atom problem is that for an atom, there was only one nucleus, and now there are a bunch of them, a bunch of positive nuclei arranged in the molecule.